Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye, and we are welcoming the band Vetiver back to the World Cafe today. They are led by Andy Kabek, who has spent time playing with Evander Banhart as well as producing four Vetiver discs. The latest album, Tight Knit, follows a delightful album of covers. I started out by asking Andy about what the title Tight Knit means.
I don't know. It was a little bit of like a harbinger. I kind of wanted the record to sound that way, so I felt if I named it that, it would pull it closer to my imaginary goal. But also, I think it for me, it was about the friendships and people I had planned on it. And, you know, it was the first in a way, we did a covers record, and that was sort of a trial run for this album, in my estimation. So I had the title before I had the whole sequence and everything together, so it just seemed like what it was going to hang under.
And the covers record was called A Thing of the Past, and I was really going to wonder, because it feels to me like that record definitely informed this one.
Yeah, it did. Early on, I thought it was going to come after. I thought we were going to release Tighten It and then follow it with Thing of the Past. But timing didn't work out. I didn't actually get all the songs ready for this record in time. And so then it wound up being, well, we should put something out last year, 2008. So we put out Thing of the Past. But it did. The whole goal was, I work with this engineer and producer, Tom Monahan, and I have for all my records. He's really, really talented. And we always use this studio called The Hangar to mix. For various projects, he always uses The Hangar. It's in Sacramento. It's associated with that magazine Tape Op. Mm-hmm. And it's a great studio. And but all the projects Tom had done there, dozen or so, he just mixed. And so this the covers album was the first project recorded and mixed, all stages done there. And with the band that I'd been touring with, and not all of them had met Tom or worked with Tom. So that was kind of my goal, was to get everybody just loosely playing, see what it sounds like to track at the Hangar, and then, track live, because I hadn't really quite done that up to then either.
So Otto, who's playing drums, was there, and who else?
Sanders on guitar was there. And Brent Dunn, who isn't playing with us, touring with us, he played bass. And Kevin Barker, who lives in New York, who has been on the last few records, but doesn't sometimes tours with us, but sometimes doesn't. That was the core group, and we have various other people sitting in on songs.
Vetiver, are you with us in the studio? And what do you want to start off with?
I don't know. What should we start off with? Should we do Rolling Sea? That one. This is the first song on the album.
Wouldn't you like to be out on the rolling sea with only the sky above you for a roof? What if your friends were there to laugh at all your jokes and share the sweet salt air with you? Wouldn't that be good? You know, wouldn't you like to find yourself there sometime, ducking when the bow swings your way? Whenever we make plans, you tell me you're a busy man, that you go, but you really should stay. Someday soon, escapes the rolling sea. Not the past, nor you.
That is the perfectly titled Rolling Sea from Vetiver's new album, Tight Knit, as Andy Kabeck and company have joined us in the Cafe Studios today. It definitely rolls along. Tight Knit, as far as playing with this band, it's wonderful how these arrangements come about. It's very loose, and yet these arrangements really, really work. Congratulations. That's hard to do, I would think.
Oh, well, I have great company here. Yeah. Two new members here, Daniel Hyman and Sarah Versprill, are rounding it out these days. So it's nice to have a keyboard player, an extra singer, and it's been fun.
Since you made this, did I read that you've produced a new album for Vashti Bunyan?
Well, we started on it. She's maybe singing right now. It's with Tom Monahan, the same engineer I spoke of earlier. And it's Vashti has her son and her grandson live in Los Angeles, so she really loves visiting theirs. And Tom, as it happens, lives about 5-minute drive away from Leif, her son. So it was really fortuitous and easy to go about getting started that way. She's still writing the record, so she has, you know, about half of it written. So we've just kind of gotten going, trying to build momentum and get her started, and so she can finish writing it.
Yeah, what's your role like?
Well, I'm just kind of like, I mean, we're friends from touring and whatnot. I think she just needs like levels of comfort and trust and ease of she demos her songs herself at home and spends quite a bit of time doing that. So I think it's having some other ears transition from that to the record. And I've been playing on it. I've been like suggesting arrangements. That's about what I've done so far. You know, vote of confidence, that kind of thing.
The gentle voice role of the producer.
Yeah,
yes,
it's true.
That's good.
I like that Joe Boyd said something one time in his book, I think, about how producing was sort of like playing a shuffleboard or whatever. There's obstacles in the way, and the musician is the ball or whatever it is, the curling, maybe it was, or something like that. And you basically, you just have to brush the things out of the way so that it connects with its end goal. And I sort of think that's
perfect.
Smart approach.
That's good. All right. What do you want to play next?
We're just going to run down the record here.
Okay.
to Sister.
Better is playing live for us today, and that's a Sister with a just little hint of Cajun sound with the T-Fair there, the triangle on that. Cool song. You're originally from North Carolina, Andy, and did moving to California have an effect on your music or just things you were listening to or how did it change?
It did. I mean, not maybe initially. Actually, I grew up in Virginia and went to university in North Carolina. That's where I met Sanders and Brent. And but yeah, over time, I think it. If anything, it allowed me. I went from being not necessarily like a big fish, but something of the sort in a small pond, to moving some place where I knew nobody, had no people to play music with, to start all over again. Nothing I had done on the East Coast registered at all out there. So. just walking around, getting lost in the city and the environment and everything that's beautiful about the Bay Area, I think reorganized my priorities and how I wanted my music to sound.
What was the important thing that happened there, meeting people?
Yeah, I mean, it took a long time. I think I realized that I didn't want to do things by myself. It's a rare artist who can perform solo and be compelling, and I didn't want to be laying my trip on people like some therapy session or anything like that. So it took me a while to find people to play with, and everything just sort of rolled over time. People coming in, people coming out, and friendships building and stuff like that, and strengthening my songwriting probably along the way.
Absolutely. This new album's out on Sub Pop, and I don't know if it was through Sub Pop that you got to do a single of every day.
Through them, actually. They didn't want to do it per se, but Bella Union, our label overseas, did. And that's out now. It's in limited quantities, but
well, it's a really nice package. As is this album, which feels like opening an album from the 70s.
Good,
I must say. Was that the vibe you were going for?
Yeah, it's the same thing we did with the last record.
And yeah,
there's one place left in America that prints things that way. A tipped in jacket, as they call it.
Right.
So proud to have that style.
Absolutely. All right, and so we were talking about maybe doing that song?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's called Every Day.
You don't pay no mind when I tell you that I
Every day, a performance in the World Cafe from Vetiver. Their latest album is called Tight Knit. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and XPN.org. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions, get a daily newsletter about the show. You can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. Thanks a lot for being here for the World Cafe.